the fact that the two parties have suspended campaign when we have barely 3 weeks for the election is a recognition of the insignificance of the Rawlings in the political history of Ghana. We are talking about the longest reigning head of state in this country. He ruled 10 years as a military ruler and 8 years as a democratically elected civilian president. I mean, no other head of state in this country has this kind of track record. This is the man who, in 1983, when the economy of Ghana was down on its knees, was bold enough, in spite of his revolutionary enthusiasm, to go to the IMF and the World Bank to bring the Ghanaian economy back on track. And this is also the man who, in 1992, when everybody thought that he would resist the return to civil democratic politics, did in fact give in to pressure and allowed the country to return to multi-party democracy. And so he is a very, very big figure in Ghana's political history.
How do you think the campaigns will go now that the two major parties, of course, the party of the wife of the former president also has suspended its campaign ahead of the elections. But how do you expect the campaigns to go following his death?
You know, you have also 1 week of national mourning. After the end of this week, we are going to have a very crazy intensive campaign. Yes, they are going to lose some time, but after that, at least the two major parties, the NDC and the NDP, will get into a very, very intensive campaign to finish hard.
Do you think that his death will have an impact even on the voting? Because some people are suggesting that since he is the founder of the National Democratic Congress, the biggest opposition party, the NDC could have a sympathy vote. Others are also saying the ruling party treated the former president with a lot of respect, and that his closeness with the current president could also have an impact on people swaying or voting for the ruling party. What are your thoughts?
His death will have no impact whatsoever on the voting pattern. Yes, it is true that he's the founder of the National Democratic Congress, and he's a very well-recognized and respected figure within the party. But don't forget that at the time of his death, he was in the process of finalizing his book, The Triumph of Evil, which book would have attacked many of the big, big personalities within the NDC. So the relationship between him and the top leadership of the NDC had deteriorated to the point where even sympathizers of the Rawlings felt that the party had probably not treated him well. So there's absolutely no way the party can benefit from sympathy votes because of the demise of the founder.
Do you think the activities of the Electoral Commission could be impacted by his death as well?
No. No, the activities of the Electoral Commission cannot in any way be impacted. You know, they are racing against time. Because of COVID, many of their activities got delayed. Now, what they are actually trying to do is to catch up on time, and they have done very, very well. Right now, they have distributed all the equipment, voting equipment, into all the regions of the country. All that they need to do is to deliver from the capital to the constituency level. Now, second, they have almost finished the printing of ballot papers. There are 7 printing companies that are working on this, and they have almost finished. So they have lost quite a bit of time because of COVID, and they are racing against time to complete every process on time. I don't think they are going to slow down just because of the death of former President Jerry John Rawlings, no.